Today's Tanya is at the beginning of Igeres HaKedosh Siman Chof Ches, Igeres HaKedosh 28. This too is a letter of consolation which the Alter Rebbe wrote to the Berdichev, by the Yitzchak of Berdichev, when the Berdichev lost his son. When his son passed away, the Alter Rebbe wrote to him this letter of consolation. Mashakosav l'mechutonli hazav hagon hamefursam. This letter which he wrote to his in-law, the famous Gaon, Ish Elikim Kadesh Hashem, Ner Yisrael Amud HaYemini Patish HaChazok, the light of Israel, the right pillar, the strong hammer, Meireinu V'Rabbeinu Harav Levi Yitzchak Nishmosei Eden, Av Bezdin T'Kihila Kadisha Berdichev, L'Nachamei Al P'tiras Benoi, to console him over the death of his son, Harav HaChosid, Meireinu V'Rabbeinu Harav Meir Nishmosei Eden. Lama Nismecha, the letter begins, Lama Nismecha Parshas Miriam LeParshas Purim. The Gemara asks, why is the story of Miriam's passing away written right next to the chapter on the Parah Aduma, on the cleansing and the forgiveness that comes from the Parah Aduma, from the red heifer? And the Gemara answers, Lema Loch, to tell you that Ma Parah Mechaperes, just as the red heifer brings forgiveness, the same is true with the death of Tzadikim, the passing away of Miriam, the death of a Tzadik, also brings forgiveness. And that's what the two chapters have in common. Tzarech Lahavin Loma Nismecha Dafke Leparah Aduma. But we need to understand further, if the Torah wants to tell us that the death of a tzaddik brings forgiveness like a sacrifice, then why does the Torah place the passing of Miriam next to the chapter of the Parah Aduma, which is not really a sacrifice? Why doesn't it place the story of Miriam's passing away by the chapters that deal with the actual sacrifice that a person brings for having sinned, a karban chatas, which brings forgiveness for his sin? And in parentheses, it should be parentheses, it says, Hana sechut v'sholish machnes. The Parah Aduma was not prepared, or the aveda, the process of the Parah Aduma was not done in the base Hamikdash itself, on the Mizbeach, but it was done outside of the machanes, outside of the camps. Elo, the chatos kari rachmona. Only the Torah refers to it also as a chatos, as a forgiveness sack offering. But in effect, it's not like the normal or the regular forgiveness sacrifice. And in brackets it says that the ksav yad hanuscha, in a manuscript, we find another version where it says Hanase Bechutz, the Parah Aduma is done outside of the three camps, Umin Tevas Lisholish Ad Tevas Rachmono Lesa Biksav Yad. But all the rest of the words after the words Chutz, Hanase Bechutz, do not appear in the manuscript. The words Lisholish Machanes, Elo Dechatos Kari Rachmona, those words don't appear in this manuscript. At any rate, the question is, why does the Torah choose to prove or to indicate that the death of a tzaddik brings forgiveness by putting together the death of a tzaddik with Parah Aduma, when it should have put the death of a tzaddik next to the karbones, and particularly the karban chatos? Лой нисмахал паша схато санаса бифним агабия мизбеях капола мамш. It should place the story of Miriam's passing, or of the passing of a tzaddik, in the chapter, in the parsha, of the chatas, of the sacrifice itself, that was brought inside the Beis Hamikdash on the Mizbeach, which is a true kapod, a literal kapod, because the Parah Aduma has other purposes as well. The Parah Aduma is to purify and cleanse a person from the uncleanliness of having come in contact with a dead person. So its function is also the function of tahara, not so much kapara. Omnom meidam izeir hakodesh v'arizal. Now it is known from the Zohar and from the writings of the Ari. Seida karbonis al gabi mizbeach, that the inner meaning of the karbonis that were brought on the mizbeach, hein b'chinas ha'aloas man mayim nukvim min nefesh ha'bahamish ha'benega. The bringing of a sacrifice on the mizbeach, the idea behind it is the rising, the elevation of the feminine waters from the animal soul that is in klipas nega. In other words, there's the feminine waters means the rising towards a higher level, the elevation, and this carbon, the bringing of an animal, which is nefesh habahamis, onto the mizbeach means elevating the animal by bringing it on the mizbeach, and the animal represents the nefesh habahamis, the animal soul that comes from klipas nega, el sharshan umekeidan, and it is elevated to its source and to its root. Hein b'chinas dalet chayish shebemerkava. What is the origin of the animal soul? The origin of the animal soul is in the four animals that Yecheskel saw in his vision of the chariot. He saw a lion and an ox and an eagle. The animals are the origin in heaven for the animal soul. Haneses es hakisei. These animals carry the chariot or the throne. There's Pnei Sheir, Pnei Nesher. Val Yedei Zenim Shachem V'Yedim Mayim Duchurim Duchin. And in response to this elevation, we stimulate and draw down Mayim Duchin, masculine waters. Mebechinas odom shal hakise anikra b'shem malka v'za. This new light that is brought down, the new godliness that is brought down in response to the arousal and to the elevation from below, is from the person, from the human that was on the throne, which is known in Kabbalah as Malka and Zah, Malchus and Zah. So the animal that is brought on the Mizbeach represents its origin, which is the animals in the Merkava, on the throne, and it causes a revelation, it draws down a revelation from the person, from the Adam that is on the throne. Now in both cases, this Hamshacha, and this source of the animal soul and the source of the hamshacha that is drawn down in response to the animal soul, to the bringing of the animal on the mizbeach, both of them are epnimi. They are a godliness that fits into the world and is limited and tailored to the world. And that's why the bringing of an animal on the mizbeach is called eating, that the mizbeach eats the sacrifice. Because eating is an internal process. It's a pnimiyazdiki process. That's the case with the sacrifices that are brought on the Mizbeach. Ochein b'seifas ha-por adumo. But with the burning of the red heifer, hine al yedei hashlochas eitz eretz ve'ezev, by throwing in to the mixture the eitz eretz, which is the cedar wood, the ezev, and a sort of a moss, and then there was also the waters and the ashes. So by throwing all this together, when the sinas mayim chayim el ha'efer, and also the adding the living water to the ash, nikra b'shem kiddush mei chatos b'mishnah. This is referred to in the Mishnah as kiddush mei chatos, the sanctification of the waters of forgiveness. And kiddush, holiness, he bechinas kiddush ha'elyin hanikra b'shem talod b'ducha. This is the element of a level of holiness, which is called kiddush, without a vav. Kiddush ha'elyin, the divine holiness, that is also referred to as talod b'ducha, the dew of bedelium. Dew is different from rain. Rain is caused by the earth. The heat of the earth rises and it condenses and then returns, comes back down as rain. But dew comes from above without arousal from below, without initiative from below. In other words, it is not something that the earth earns and deserves and can contain in apnimius, but rather it's something that comes from above, from a place where the earth's initiative can't reach. So it is higher than the reach of the earth. And spiritually that means a godliness that comes on God's initiative, because it can't be aroused through our initiative. As he writes in the Zohar, "Shehi bechinas chochma ilo u'meichas timo de'arich ampin." It is a level of chochma, but chochma as it is concealed in meichas timo, it is concealed in the mind, and it is beyond creation, because creation begins in chochma. Although the actual creation begins in chesed, but chochma contributes at least to creation, whereas chochma ilo refers to a chochma that is completely beyond creation, beyond the world. Va'alo itmar biduch detuva b'zeir hakodesh, and concerning this level of chochma, it says in many places in the Zohar that b'chochma is b'rizum, that through chochma there is the bizur, there is the purification and the refinement of the world. And through this chachma also there is the transformation of darkness into light, that the darkness is purified and elevated and fixed through this mechastimo d'arach ampin, through this concealed divine chachma. So the darkness is elevated from the world of Tayu, where it needs to be nistakin, and from Shvirat HaKelim, where it needs to be elevated, shenoflu bibiya, because it fell, the divine sparks that fell from the world of Tayu into the world, Briya Yitzira Asiya, Kaneda, as is known. So the difference between the sacrifices and the Pora Aduma is that the sacrifices can elevate the animal soul that comes from Klipas Neiga, from the usable klipa, whereas the Pora Aduma can purify and correct and bring forgiveness for those things that are much lower than Klipas Neiga, those things that are outright evil. Ulezeis metaheres tumas hameis, and that's why the Pora Aduma can cleanse the impurities of a dead body. Af shehu avi aveis, although that is the highest degree of tumor, ulemata mata mimega, much worse, much lower than klipas mega, where a regular sacrifice, a karban chatos, would not be able to reach and correct and purify, the Pora Aduma can. in the Hayyim Yom for the 16th of Cheshvan, the Rebbe writes that Hamachshavo hi levush u'mishores haseichel v'hamidus. The garment of thought is a garment and a servant to the intelligence and to the emotions. B'shoah asher ein lo shedus b'seichel v'hamidus, at a time when the thought is not functioning and not serving the seichel or the emotions, gam oz pe'eles pu'uloso lachshev u'laharet, even then it continues to operate, it continues to think and to contemplate, aval pu'uloso le'levad she'eino technis, but then the effect of that kind of activity, not only is it without meaning and content, eluhugam parua l'shimta, but it is also open and vulnerable to corruption. Umevuah kisibas hamachshav ezoris ezoris, and it is explained that the cause of unholy thoughts or evil thoughts, hu dipustkeit von kop, what causes those unholy thoughts is the emptiness of the mind. When the thought is not devoted to serving the seichel or the emotion. The kasha haseichel osuk, oz yesh la hamachshava mal l'shoris. When the mind is busy, when the intelligence is active, then the thought has whom to serve. Ve'ein mokim l'machshava shel shtus v'hevel, and then there is no place, there's no room for thoughts that are foolish and stupid, she'ein bohem mamish, that have no substance and no purpose.